We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show. Named Best Radio Show in the Wisconsin Broadcasters Awards for Excellence. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Michael's show is on the air. We are glad you're on board. Thanks, as always, for hanging out. We certainly appreciate it. Hanging out with us, Radio Joe across the way. I'm Bill Michaels. If you want to get a hold of us on Twitter, do so at @Bill_Michaels, @Bill_Michaels, @Radio Joe Sports. You can also find us over on the Facebook fan page. You can find us there as we're always answering emails and kind of paying attention to that. You can also track us down via the website, BillMichaelsSports.com, and the Radio.com Sports app. The radio.com sports app. Find us there as well. 855-830-8648 on the Milwaukee Admirals hashtag MilHockey talk line. So last night, Zion Williamson comes down, hurts his knee. That's big news. You've also got, nationally, you've got Major League Baseball trying to implement new rules regarding cheating. I mean, there's a lot of stuff to get into. But when it comes to the Milwaukee Brewers, okay, when it comes specifically to the Milwaukee Brewers, I didn't mean to leave out Marquette. Marquette gets a nice win last night. You got the Bucks getting back on the hardwood coming up tonight, going to take on the Boston Celtics as the unofficial second half of their season gets underway. I mean, there's a lot of things to discuss, but in the grand scheme of things, we're really concerned about a lot of things that are right here in our own backyard. And I start to look, oh, by the way, Syracuse's Jimmy Boeheim ended up hitting and killing a man on the highway last night. That's another big story that's out there. So that is another, thing that if you want to discuss, we can. But we're talking about the Brewers. And the Brewers getting their season ready. We heard a lot of speculation yesterday from David Stearns on this program about what they will or will not do when it comes to the second base position. And I know that Craig Counsell's talked a little bit about Jimmy Nelson. And the expectation is just let him throw the baseball right now. He's not even penciled into the rotation. Right now, he's just trying to pitch, okay? Let's just see how he does before we start penciling him in a particular place, okay? I understand all of that. Completely get it. Agree. We're all on the same page. However, when you start to look at the lineup and you start to worry about as things move forward for the Milwaukee Brewers, we went through this yesterday, where is that weakest link? Joe, you went over some of the numbers where Ryan Braun, when you look at Ryan Braun, batting third versus batting fifth, how the numbers dictated that he was actually better lower in the lineup that he went. How would you, if you're going to put the lineup out there today for the Brewers, today, how would it go? That's what we're asking you. Joe and I have our opinions on this, but that's what we're asking you. If you're going to stick your lineup together right here, right now, how are you going to put your lineup together today?
So Ryan Braun, going through these numbers again, last season he predominantly batted either in the 3-hole, the 4-hole, the 5-hole, and then, he had some pinch hitting situations, of course, batting 9th. But if you look at the numbers across the board, in 182 plate appearances batting 3rd, Ryan Braun had 6 home runs, 23 RBIs, with a .217 average. And I'll go through the splits here in just a second with on-base percentage and slugging. Then batting 5th, Ryan Braun, in 126 plate appearances, also had 6 home runs, 16 RBIs, but batted .293. Cleaning up, Ryan Braun, in 89 plate appearances, had 6 home runs, 15 RBIs, and batted .228. Now, if you scroll down and look at the splits when it comes to, on-base percentage and slugging, if I can find it right here. Where is it? Oh, God, it's like here it is right here. Okay, so batting third, Ryan Braun had a .269 on-base percentage, .386 slugging for a .655 OPS batting third. Batting fourth, Ryan Braun, same splits, .307 on-base percentage, .506 slugging for an .813 OPS. That's not bad. And then batting fifth, Ryan Braun again with that .293 average. He brought in a .339 on-base, .509 slugging for an .847 OPS. It just seems like when you look at these numbers, and he's striking out less when he is batting either cleaning up or batting fifth, Ryan Braun tends to have more success down there. And Ryan Braun is trying to make some adjustments during spring training with his bat, and it looks like it's going to be the launch angle that he's going to try and change so he can try to hit more fly balls, because the one thing that was killing Ryan Braun last season was he was squaring up a lot of balls, he was hitting a lot of line drives, but it was going right towards defenders. So he is trying to make an adjustment there, and if Ryan Braun can make that adjustment, and now you put him in the lineup at Miller Park, he could be hitting quite a few more home runs, mm-hmm. one would think. So that's just kind of the numbers there from last year of where Ryan Braun was. But batting third did not really work out for him.
855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. If you want to give us a shout, feel free to do so. Again, 855-830-8648. And we want to know what your opinion is when it comes to the batting order of this group, 855-830-8648. How would you put them all together? 855-830-8648. Give us a shout. I agree. I would put Ryan Braun down in the lineup. Batting fifth. I don't think I'd batting fourth. I don't think I'd go much further than, say, sixth. But I'd put him further down in the lineup. Completely agree. You've got guys up top that, you know, you got guys up top that can get the job done. Not overly concerned about it. You've got guys, you can bat Lorenzo Cain and lead off. Unless, of course, Arcia. If Arcia really picks up, he's got good speed. You could even try leading off Arcia. But because the leadoff position is so fickle when it comes to, you only lead off, really, unless it comes back to you in that particular fashion. You only lead off once.
There's absolutely no reason to take Lorenzo Cain
out of the leadoff spot.
There's no reason for that.
Unless you move him behind Arcia and then would go with Christian Yelich batting third then go from there.
What I would do, I'm okay moving Arcia to the ninth spot. And then you have the pitcher batting.
Right. Yeah, I could do that.
I would be perfectly fine with that. But there is no reason to mess with Lorenzo Cain leading off unless he needs an off day, which he will.
Every now and then. Not too often am I going to leave him an off day, but every now and then. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Give us a shout. I want to hear from you. 855-830-8648. Milwaukee Brewers, how would you set your lineup right here, right now? And that's Moose and Travis Shaw both being in a lineup. Doesn't matter where they're going to play, but both of those guys being in a lineup, how would you set your lineup? Is it Lorenzo Cain, then Christian Yelich, then Travis Shaw? Then Jesus, how are you going to set that lineup? Cain, Yelich, or are you going to put Jesus batting third, Travis Shaw like they had at times batting fourth, or Moustakas? Or are you going to put like Travis Shaw fourth, then Ryan Braun, then Moustakas? Don't forget, you got a pretty decent hitter in Yasmani Grandal there as well. You got some offensive options here, which are really nice. 855-830-8648. Give us a shout. I want to hear from you. This one's from Mark, who says, keep Ryan Braun fifth. And what has been up with Roster Source? Roster Resource is the website. That's one of the ones that I use anyway. It gives you a really good breakdown of not only the full roster, but the 40-man roster, but it also gives you the breakdown of the minor league system. I don't know. I'm not having a problem with it. So if somebody is, I guess keep refreshing or clear your cache or something. I don't know what to tell you, but it loads slow, I will say that, but I think there's a ton of information there, which is the reason it does load a little bit slow. Always has. This one's from Zach's unpopular opinion, but I still say third. Nick says batting fifth. Michael says Braun, not in the third spot anymore, further down. Sean says Cain, then Arcia, then Yelich, Aguilar, Shaw, Braun, Moustakas, and Grandal. That's the way he would run his roster out there if he could. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Give us a shout, your thoughts on the batting order for the Green Bay Packers, the batting order for the Milwaukee Brewers, and where you would bat Ryan Braun specifically when it comes to some of those splits in his numbers. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at New Mail Medical. They have a 98% success rate at treating guys with ED. This time of year, and there may be more blech on the way, but this time of year, it's not been good. The indoor activities may even be worse. So that being said, if you're not having a great time on the indoor activities, we'll say, you may want to call them. Call the medical experts at New Mail Medical. My guys over there, they can help you out. Seriously, just go in and get your numbers checked. It's no problem. Very discreet, all good. Go get your numbers checked. If it's the ED thing that's got you down, pardon the pun, go get them. The 98% success rate, all but guaranteeing they can help you. No problem right there. Or sluggish, moody, no energy, can't sleep at night. Or if you do, you're not getting rested, no stamina. Go get your numbers checked for the low T. I did, and oh my God, it's made a world of difference. Then there is the all-in-one weight loss program. We all know everybody packs them on this winter. So if you want to start taking it off and getting yourself ready, because there will be T-shirt season, get yourself ready for it. All you got to do is call 414-455-4451. That's 414-455-4451. That's the New Mail Medical Center. Where are you batting Ryan Braun? What is your lineup looking like right now on paper for this Milwaukee Brewers team? More of the Bill Michael Show is next.
16 stations strong. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Show on the air. We are glad you are on board today. Continuing on, I'm Bill Michaels, Radio Joe across the way. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Van Horn Automotive. Go to vanhornauto.com. Do what I did. The 90-day test drive came in handy because I went out there because I talked to the guys and thought, well, maybe I'll go with a luxury car. I was kind of looking at some different... They got a bunch of different dealerships, by the way. 16 of them. And I thought, okay, I'll go with a luxury car. I haven't had a car in a while. I was really kind of craving a car. Because I still have the SUV. I didn't trade it in. I still kept my SUV. And so I started looking, and then I found a luxury car. It just happened to be wrapped in a Ram 1500 truck. I found the truck, and I started thinking about Christmas tree cutting down, and I was thinking about, moving stuff for the house. I was buying the house at the time, right after Sherry and I got married. And there's just a lot of things I thought, I've never had a pickup truck before. And I'm always talking about hauling mulch and getting all that kind of stuff. So I thought, what the hell? And I bought it. Man, I love the thing. 90 days, I got a chance to test drive that. And it's turned out to be just fantastic. Just fantastic. So see what qualifies for the 90-day test drive. Like I said, 16 dealerships all over the state, beyond the borders. They can take care of domestic imports, any type of make or model, and they can handle it for you. Go to vanhornauto.com. That's vanhornauto.com. Plus, they have some really great service specials there. vanhornauto.com. And see for yourself what it is they offer and just tell them I sent you. That's where everybody's an owner, by the way. Everybody there is an owner, so you're always dealing with an owner at Van Horn. Go to vanhornauto.com. Where are you batting Ryan Braun? What's your lineup look like in this Milwaukee Brewers lineup? Jed says, take a listen. Here it is. Versus right-handed pitchers, Kane, Yelich, Jesus. Then Moose, Braun, Grandal, Travis Shaw, Orlando Arcia, and then the pitcher. Against lefties, Kane, Yelich, Jesus, Moose. Jesus and Moose, back-to-back. Braun batting fifth, then with Hernan Perez batting sixth, Pena batting seventh, Arcia batting eighth, and then the pitcher batting ninth. There you go. Putting a little thought into the lefty-righty matchup. This one's from Jake, who says, Kane, Yelich, Shaw, Aguilar, Braun, Moustakas, Grandal, Arcia, then the pitcher. Arcia is down in the lineup until he proves he can be a valuable offensive asset on a regular basis. Then you can talk about moving him up. That's what I said. I said, look, hey, if he can actually do what he did in the latter portion of last year, abso-freaking-lutely. But if he's going to continue to struggle and start out slow and then, try to build it all back up after that, then, yeah, absolutely. I completely get it. You cannot stick him anywhere higher in the lineup because he hasn't proven it yet. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. If you want to chime in, feel free to do it. Again, 855-830-8648. This one's from Jeff, who says, how potent do you think this offensive lineup is going to be? He then says, I would go with Kane Yelich, then Travis Shaw, then Jesus Aguilar, then Braun, Moustakas, Grandal, Arcia, and the pitcher. He said, I think it's going to be very formidable. I think they're going to be better than the Cubs. Thoughts? We went through this yesterday. I mean, the Cubs have pop and power. They've got proven guys. Last year, though, they were a lot like the Brewers were a couple of years ago, where they played some pretty good baseball, and then it was all or nothing. They would have three, four, even five games of just struggles, not much of anything. And then they'd explode. They'd score 10 runs, and you'd say, okay, here we go. Then now they're going to take off. And then, you know, they'd score two, score three, and then two nights later they'd be shut out again. And the Brewers went through that. I don't think there's anybody in this lineup right now with the Brewers that are going to really continue a streak like that. So do the Cubs have a lot of potential? Hell yeah, they do. They've got a murderer's row lineup if they're all hitting. But last year we saw them go cold. And we saw not only did they go cold, but then one guy was trying to pick up the other guy, was trying to pick up the other guy with long balls and crushing him out of the park and swinging for the fence. And it didn't emerge. It didn't happen for them. So and then you take into account that they're relying heavily on some of the pitching that they have. And they should, don't get me wrong, but they're relying heavily on Lester to be Lester again. They're relying heavily on Yu Darvish to bounce back from, you know, having that shoulder issue last year and shutting it down. They're relying heavily on Kyle Hendricks again this season. They're relying heavily on Jose Quintana and Cole Hamels, a 35-year-old Cole Hamels. I mean, think about it this way. Lester is 35. Hamels is 35. Yu Darvish is 32. You know, Jose Quintana, he's 30. I mean, you're still at the apex of your career, and Kyle Hendricks is coming up on it at 29. But and they really, I mean, Pedro Strop, you know, okay. But, you know, Carl Edwards Jr., they got to get more. They got to get more out of that bullpen. They picked up Xavier Cedeno. Don't forget, I mean, coming out of the Milwaukee Brewers organization. They picked up Brad Brock. They picked him up from Atlanta. So, you know, they picked up a couple of different people. Tyler Chatwood is another guy that was supposed to be a really solid starter for them and just never panned out. And he's kind of relegated right now to possibly the bullpen. So they need some of those guys to pay. And they just weren't strong last year. Their pitching wasn't strong. So if their hitting fails or struggles, and you take some of the problems they've had, then you take into account the Addison Russell situation because of what's gone on with Addison Russell and the domestic violence. Joe Maddon, a kind of a lame duck manager, as he calls it, a free agent manager after the season. Joe Ricketts, the original financier for the Chicago Cubs, for his son Tom to take over the team, and his racist emails and that organization going through all of that. There's a lot of things swirling around the Cubs right now that they haven't even taken the field, and there's a lot of, you know, problematic issues. We'll see if the Cubs have that kind of season. If the Cubs do have a tremendous season this year, then Joe Maddon deserves manager of the year and anything he gets in the open market, without a doubt. And he's going to have a lot of suitors. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. If you want to chime in, do it. Do it. I got one here. This one's from James, who says, I would put Ryan Braun down to about seventh in the lineup until he starts hitting the ball consistently. Jeff writes, 5-7 is where I would put Ryan Braun, depending on his thumb. Do you think you can get more than 125 games out of him? That's a great question. That was one of the things we talked about earlier this year, that, you know, you're looking for him to give you a little bit of not only a repeat performance when it comes to games played last year, and they managed him pretty well, even though at times it drove us nuts. They managed him, his health-wise, pretty well. I would have loved personally to see him play a little more. You know, there were some times where he had an off day coming up the next day, and they gave him an off day when you needed him most. And Ryan Braun hitting .268 in 104 games, you know, not last year, that was 2 years ago. Last year he ended up giving you 254 in 125 games. Can you get 125 to 130 out of him, which would be pretty solid? He gave you an OPS of 782. You want to get that average up to about 265. 265, 25 home runs. I'm good with that with Ryan Braun. An on-base percentage, maybe 320, 325, if you can do that. But I'd be happy with that. 855-830-8648. Now Craig Counsell talks about Jimmy Nelson and his health right now in the rehab process.
He's not in his rehab process. He's in a healthy pitcher process. He threw a bullpen yesterday. Everything went great. We're at the point of he's pushing us, you know, so that's where we want it to be. And so he's on the schedule we set forth before spring training started, and we're on schedule with him.
There you go. So they're on schedule right now. Now, Craig Counsell said, hey, not ready to say if Nelson is actually penciled into the rotation.
We'll let, like, what we see tell us that. That really hasn't entered my mind yet. I think we got to get there a little bit. I guess we're not there yet is what I'd say for that question.
So there you go. Craig Counsell talking about Jimmy Nelson as far as being penciling him into the rotation and where his status is right now. If you get anything out of Jimmy Nelson, isn't that just a benefit? You know? Isn't that just a benefit? 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. Give us a shout. Who else are you going to throw into that rotation? Seriously, who else are you going to throw into that rotation? If Jimmy Nelson's not the guy, who else are you going to throw into that rotation? Who would you throw into that rotation if Jimmy Nelson's not one of your five starters, Joe? Chacin, Anderson, Zach Davies, Brandon Woodruff, and then who?
This debate is...
Guerra?
No. He belongs in the bullpen. I'm at the point now where Junior Guerra, he did well there last year in the pen. I think he puts him there. If there's an emergency where you have a rash of injuries.
Corbin Burns, Freddie Peralta, one of those guys?
Well, look, you have many, many options here. And I think, you know, one of the big things that I keep hearing on other shows across the state when we start talking about the Brewers rotation and how it's not good enough, I just say, look, you have a lot of guys right now. There's a lot of depth. Let's find out what you have with this group before we start talking about bringing in another big-name pitcher. I mean, I know Dallas Keuchel is still out there, and that's mm-hmm. a guy that some people want.
I'd love to see Dallas Keuchel come into this thing.
But for me, I want to see what you got with some of these younger guys. And, you know, the Jimmy Nelson thing, sure, it's a bonus if he's there come opening day or if he makes the rotation as your number five guy or whatever. But I think right now you have enough guys competing. And I'm pretty much open to anyone in this rotation. Corbin Burns, I want in this rotation. They've told him he's going to be a starter, so he's been preparing to be a starter. I think Corbin Burns should definitely be in this rotation either way. But at this point, I don't know. You know, the other thing, too, is Chase Anderson and Zach Davies, I think, are getting a bad rap, I think, by a lot of fans. Because I think a lot of people are like ready to see Brandon Woodruff and Corbin Burns and Freddie Peralta take over this rotation. And I agree. I mean, the potential is there in all three of those guys to be very good starters for this Brewers pitching staff. But I don't think people should be giving up on Chase Anderson and Zach Davies just yet. I think both of these guys have the opportunity to really bounce back from injuries and really help these guys out. I think they're two of the biggest X factors in the rotation, and it'll really determine whether or not this pitching staff needs help maybe later on during the course of the season here. I think, again, the offense is going to have to play a big role, and your bullpen is going to have to step up, and then I think your starting pitchers, that will be the biggest question mark. And if you need to add a pitcher later this season, then you have the assets to do it. You have the chance to make a trade and get someone here that can help you right now. But I think right now, for me at least, Bill, it's just a wait-and-see approach. I don't have a starting five in mind. I'd like to have Corbin Burns, though, in that rotation. I think that's that of the three young guys we talk about between Woodruff, Burns, and Peralta, I think Burns is the most major league ready to go out there and do it.
855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. We'll continue this discussion coming up a little bit later on. Up next, though, going to talk some Bucks basketball. Mike Gorman, Celtics television play-by-play announcer for NBC Sports in Boston, is going to be joining us. Speaking of spring training, we are heading out, and we are looking forward to it. As a matter of fact, I just booked my airfare. And there's still some decent airfare rates out there. But we are heading out there. Compliments of our good friends at Pizza Del Rey in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Oh, JR's staff, dude, they do such a great job out there. They treat veterans right, some of the best and friendliest people you're ever going to meet. North Hastings Way there in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Stop in, say hi. They're tremendous people. Also, our buddy Dwayne and his good dog, Gus. I love dogs. You know that. But his good dog, Gus, is always with him in the shop. And that is Dwayne's Cover It All, Wisconsin's best. Canvas, upholstery, canopy, boat cover provider. Whether it's anything for your office furniture, you name it, you can follow him on Facebook and see all the great work that he does. Go to Cover It All, Dwayne's Cover It All. .com, D-U-A-N-E-S, DwaynesCoverItAll.com, and Brett and the staff at Robert Hack Diamonds, where I went and had Sherry's engagement ring and wedding ring all made. They did fantastic work. Everybody loves it. As a matter of fact, she got a compliment on it just the other day. They have a couple of locations, Greenfield on the corner of 76th and Layton, Milwaukee, Port Washington, and Green Tree Roads, Robert Hack, H-A-A-C-K, RobertHackDiamonds.com, where they pay the most cash for your gold. More of the Bill Michael Show is next.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back, Bill Michaels Show. We're on the air. We're glad you're on board. Thanks, as always, for taking a listen to us. We certainly appreciate it. Talking some Bucks basketball as the Bucks and the Celtics get ready to square off. First game after the All-Star break. Mike Gorman, Celtics television play-by-play announcer on NBC Sports in Boston, now joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Mike, how you doing today?
Pretty good, Bill. How are you?
We're doing well. So give me the lowdown on this Celtics team. They really didn't make any kind of a big splash at the trade deadline. Everybody believes they're going to hold out and try to go for Davis after the season ends. But how are they sitting right now in comparison to, say, the Bucks and the Raptors and the 76ers?
Well, all three of those teams you just mentioned made significant changes over the All-Star break, whereas we decided to just stay where we were. I think it was a good decision on Danny's part because I think long-term they want Anthony Davis and they need the assets eventually to try to get him as opposed to making a short-term trade now. Our biggest problem is that Kyrie has been hurt a lot. He's going to play tonight, which is a good sign, but he has been off and on with the hip injury and some other problems during the year. And in terms of us going deep into the playoffs, it's doubtful we can do that without Kyrie.
Looking at the way the Bucks have played this season, sitting there with the best record in the NBA, give me your overall opinion as to the Bucks and where they're at right now.
I think they're the prohibitive favorite right now to get to the NBA Finals out of the East. You've got arguably as good a young player as there is in the game in Giannis. And other people have stepped up and had career years, Brogdon being one, Middleton being another. You shoot the three very, very well. It took you only 55 games to break your club record for threes made. You're number one in the league defensively. In all the right categories that you look at for a great team, the Bucks are one, two, or three, it seems. So I make them the prohibitive favorite. Before the season started, I would have told you it was Toronto with us second and the Bucks third. Now I think that's completely reversed itself with the Bucks being number one, Toronto being number two. And I think right now we're better than Philly. We certainly have beaten Philly something like 21 of the last 24 times we've played them. So we seem to have their number. But Toronto and Milwaukee's a different story.
So in the East, I mean, is this as wide open as you can remember in a long time?
It is, in the sense that who is fighting for the top spot, yeah. I think it's really good for the NBA, obviously. It's certainly good for Milwaukee. You got a new building and you got a great player, and that's always a good combination. But, this is pretty wide open come playoff time. You know, a lot of people think that Toronto and Boston will ratchet their games up in the playoffs, and there seems to be some doubt in some people I talk to that Milwaukee will be able to play better than they're playing right now and will – the way they're playing right now, be good enough to take them to the NBA Finals. I tend to think it will be. We'll see what happens with Toronto, how they step up, and how much Gasol helps them. And I had forgotten because in the East, you only see the San Antonio Spurs twice a year, and Leonard had been not present for a couple of those games against us, I forgot how good he is. He's arguably one of the top three players in the league. So with him, Toronto can go a long way. But, I mean, you got the big kids, and you know, the big kid has been pretty nigh unstoppable so far.
Is he, if you had to, like, you know, lay down bets right now, and I'm not saying that you're going to, but is he your front runner for NBA MVP, or is, you know, with the way the numbers that James Harden has put up and the scoring that he's done, a lot of people seem to think that James Harden might be that contested leader right now?
Yeah, a lot of people do. I don't buy the Harden stuff. Giannis will get my vote tomorrow, and I feel good about it. I think he's a runaway MVP, actually, but I know Harden's getting a lot of support. Kawhi Leonard will get a lot of support. But for my money, Giannis. I think this is Giannis' league 2 years from now. I think with LeBron on the downside of his career, I think Giannis will be the best player in the league 2 years from now.
I'm talking, by the way, right now with Mike Gorman, Celtics television play-by-play announcer for NBC Sports in Boston. Tell me about Kyrie's future in Boston.
Well, we hope it's a long one. Nobody's really sure of that. You know, Kyrie made kind of a dramatic announcement before the season started that his plan was to spend the rest of his career in Boston, and that got everybody settled in. I think, you know, if I were Kyrie's dad, I would have told him to do the same thing. If he hadn't made that announcement before the season started, he was looking at 81 games where he was going to be asked the same question over and over again: are you going to re-sign with the Celtics? By saying he was before the season started, he just removed all that potential stress from his life. So I think it's probably 60-40 that Kyrie stays in Boston, but I'm not sure it's much more than that. It's probably 100% if we can get Anthony Davis, but if we can't get Anthony Davis, there are going to be some interesting offers on the table from Kyrie. And, you know, I can identify in a strange way with Kyrie in the sense that I grew up in the city of Boston. So if I were the play-by-play announcer for the Chicago Bulls, I probably would have retired 5 years ago. But because I'm the play-by-play announcer for the Celtics in the city that I grew up in, they're going to have to drag me out of this job kicking and screaming. So I can understand Kyrie, who was from the New York, New Jersey area, wanting to go back and be the guy, say, for the Knicks. That makes a lot of sense to me. The Knicks have got a lot of salary cap space. They can sign two max players, and the way the Knicks are playing right now, they could conceivably be the number one draft pick and get Zion, and the Knicks could suddenly become a real factor in next summer.
I want to ask you about the addition of Mirotić. I know you had mentioned, you know, obviously the Bucks making that move along with some other moves with other teams, Toronto and Philadelphia, of course. But the addition of Mirotić, I don't know if people here realize how big of a move that was to give them a big guy with an outside scoring ability that can shoot it well beyond the arc. How big is the addition of Mirotić?
I think it's huge. You know, I mean, you already were a very, very good team, and now you've got a guy who can be very streaky and can win games for you by hitting 7 of 9 threes. Is a very confident three-point shooter. He brings size to the club. He's got a certain amount of toughness. I think he was just a great pickup for you guys. I don't think you hurt yourself by losing Maker, and I think you definitely helped yourself by getting Mirotić. So, yes, you're a better team with him than you were before you had him, in my mind.
Mike, I appreciate your time. Thanks for giving us a couple of minutes to break a few things down, and we'll talk to you soon, okay?
Okay, anytime, Bill. Good luck.
Thanks, Mike. There you go. Mike Gorman, Celtics television play-by-play announcer for NBC Sports in Boston, joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE to go to schneiderjobs.com. This portion of the program brought to you by Cousins. They have catering, in case you didn't know. If you got a sales meeting coming up, you're going to do a luncheon, you're going to put your salespeople all together, go ahead and get some subs brought in. Get the box of them. You get the 2-foot party sub, whatever it is you have for a big group or a small group. Go with Cousins Subs. You can go to CousinsSubs.com and get all the detail, all the different types of subs, everything that they offer. They offer soups, by the way, salads, by the way, specialty items, by the way, those fantastic cookies, the Radio Joe cheese curds, fries, on and on and on and on and on to make any meeting, any gathering, any group great. That's where they believe in better. They are the official sub sandwich of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Let's talk some D3 hoops when we come back. Jeff Gard, UW-Platteville men's basketball head coach. His final appearance on the show this season. He will join us coming up next on the Bill Michaels Show.
Wisconsin-wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back, the Michael Show. We are on the air. Glad you're on board today. Thanks so much for joining us. We certainly appreciate it. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. Hopefully you're having a good one. This portion of the program brought to you by a lot of great sponsors. Taking us out to spring training, our friends from Stenny, second to Nationals in Walker's Point, Milwaukee's best sports bar and award-winning Bloody Marys. Shuttles to all the games. They do such a great job. That is Stenny's. Also the Milwaukee Admirals. For ticket information as they continue to fight to get to the postseason, go to MilwaukeeAdmirals.com. That is MilwaukeeAdmirals.com. UW-Platteville getting ready to end their season and sitting right now as they've won some ball games. Third right now in the WEAC, 8-6 over, or I should say 8-6 in conference right now in the WEAC, and UW-Oshkosh has won the WEAC. They've had a tremendous season at 13-1. Joining us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline, the head coach of UW-Platteville, Jeff Gard. Jeff, how you doing, man?
Doing great, Bill. Thank you.
You guys have won some games. You guys playing some better basketball here down the stretch. You've won three out of your last four.
Well, it is. You know, it's obviously it's that time of year that you want to get some things clicking. Obviously, we're into semifinals now of the conference tournament and heading to lacrosse today. But, you know, like I said, I hope that things are clicking the right way now. Obviously, we're seeing ourselves play a little bit more consistency and a little more cohesion on the defensive end of the floor. And obviously, as we all know, that if you get things going on that end of the floor, it leads to good things.
Good win over Stevens Point. Big blowout win over UW-Whitewater. Things seem to be flowing in the right direction right now. Or they're still, I mean, obviously, you always want to clean things up and get it better, but seems things seem to be pretty good. And you're getting some bench play as well.
Well, we are. And I think, you know, I hit it on it earlier, too. I think we're starting to get that cohesion now on the defensive end of the floor. Lately, we've really been picking it up, you know, obviously getting some guys to step up offensively as well, even when some guys have some off nights as well, trying to get a little bit more balance from that end. But obviously, you know, you're making that push through postseason play, and you know, obviously get fortunate enough to get into the championship game if we get a win tonight. And then obviously you never know how things are going to fall on Saturday in the conference championship game. But obviously with a bid on the line to go to the NCAA tournament, obviously you know you guys are going to put their best foot forward.
You guys had already beaten Wisconsin Lacrosse earlier in the season. You kind of blew them out, 68-55 in that one, and that was on the road. That was on the road. You got another road game against Lacrosse coming up. I mean, how much can you draw from that game prior this season?
Well, I think there is. There's some things that we looked at, and even the game that we lost to them at our place, we played well the first half, second half, kind of got out of sync, got a little bit too much of a one-on-one game versus playing R5. You know, and I think that's something that we obviously took into that previous game. And then, you know, we talk about it a lot this time of year, especially seeing the team for the third time. You know, it's not so much about, you know, the plays and what you draw up or your offense, your defense. It's just how you execute things and the concepts within offensively and defensively. And I think that's a big thing in any sport, especially when you get that second time around or you get into postseason play. It's, you're so well scouted now. Teams know you. They probably know your offense as well as you do. It just comes down to the fundamentals and the execution on the concepts.
You go back to that Whitewater game. When you hold a team to only 14-plus percent shooting early on, and you're shooting over 50%, I mean, not only are you getting defensive stops, but you're getting transition buckets in a lot of that game, if I remember correctly. That you talk about cohesion. Usually that's where you see it first and foremost is on the defensive end, don't you?
It is, and yeah, I think that's sometimes that's the hardest thing to get. You know, you talk about offensive cohesion, that eventually clicks, guys understand how to play with each other, but defensively, just to get everybody to buy in, understanding the rotations and, you know, obviously knowing the tendencies of the opponent as well. But, you know, I think I was proud of our guys, obviously, with that Whitewater game and even the Stevens Point game. It was some people will say, well, it was an ugly game offensively. I'm like, well, give credit where it's due. You know, it was a heck of a game defensively. Against Whitewater, to be able to hold them to three made field goal attempts in the first half, you know, says a lot about our guys and just the buy-in and understanding trying to make things a little difficult for the opponent.
Your seniors have really kind of come on as well. I mean, talk about the experience that you have down the stretch because you're getting more senior leadership. And those are the guys you expect to be leaders, but you're getting that as you get deeper into this tournament.
We are. You know, we got two guys that are kind of a scout team guys for us on the that are seniors that are understanding, obviously, pushing those scout team players as far as prepping us and getting us ready to go. But then we also got two guys that start, obviously, Duex. Gets a lot of attention. He was an all-conference player of the year last year, All-American. And then our center, Clay Guirds, lately has really been picking it up. You know, I think that's a good sign. Obviously, when you can get your anchor on your defense, the rim protector is starting to get some confidence on both ends of the floor. You know, that's what we've been missing from him from the beginning of the year. He's battled some injuries all year long. Last year, he was just a strong staple for us and was that anchor defensively. You know, we're just hoping that obviously it's a sign of some things to come here and as we continue to make this run.
Coach, best of luck to you guys as you guys are in the semis against the 2-seed and UW Lacrosse. It's been a pleasure having you on all season long. Best of luck down the road. And I really love giving the exposure to D3 because I think it's kind of an unsung thing that is deserves a lot more coverage here in the state. I know you get it in your area, but throughout the state and kind of opening some eyes and ears, it's been a lot of fun covering you guys over the last year. So, man, thanks for coming on with us all season long, okay?
Well, we definitely appreciate it, Bill, and appreciate you having us on as well and giving some exposure to the best Division III conference in the country.
Damn straight. There you go. Appreciate it. Best of luck, Jeff. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Bill.
See you, pal. There you go. Jeff Gard, head coach, UW-Med Platteville men's basketball head coach, as they are now off to the semis against the 2-seed, UW Lacrosse, the Eagles. They're going to be playing there. And then, as he had said, that's for a bid for the NCAA tournament. Going on from there. Good stuff. When we come back, top of the hour, Zion Williamson. Did he blow out the knee or just blow out his shoe? We'll talk about that. We got a whole lot more upcoming. We got some Packers chatter, too. Stay tuned. More of the Bill Michaels show after this.
Listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.